in that hut, we walked in, and her father and his four wives were sitting there, and her sisters, who had just returned because they had all fled when she had fled, and her primary mother, who had been beaten in standing up for her with the elders. And when her father saw her and saw who she had become in her full girl self, he threw her arms around her. He broke down crying, and he said, "You are beautiful. You have grown into a gorgeous woman. We will not cut you. And I give you my word here and now, we will not cut your sisters either." And what she said to him was, "You were willing to sell me for 4 cows and a calf and some blankets. But I promise you, now that I will be educated, I will always take care of you. And I will come back and I will build you a house. And I will be in your corner for the rest of your life." For me, that is the power of girls, and that is the power of transformation. I want to close today with a new piece from my book. And I want to do it tonight for the girl and everybody here. And I want to do it for Sunita. And I want to do it for the girls that Sunita talked about yesterday, the girls who survive, the girls who can become somebody else. But I really want to do it for each and every person here, to value the girl in us, to value the part that cries, to value the part that's emotional, to value the part that's vulnerable, to understand that's where the future lies. This is called I'm an Emotional Creature, and it happened because I met a girl in Watts, L.A. I was asking girls if they liked being a girl, and all the girls were like, "No, I hate it, I can't stand it, it's all bad, my brothers get everything," and this girl just sat up and went, "I love being a girl. I'm an emotional creature."